All online. Study at your own pace. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the staff to reach out to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Don't miss the Independence Day celebration at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, July 6th, beginning at 10 a.m. You'll hear a great message from the Word of God, along with the Redemption Call Trio and concert. Barbecue will be served after the services for a small donation. The Independence Day celebration at First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you have joined us today on Let's Face the Issues. And let me remind you, just as we announced, we're going to have a very, very special Independence Day celebration that's celebrating July the 4th. We'll have that celebration on July the 6th, which is on a Sunday. The program and the services will start at 10 o'clock. You're invited. You're welcome. We'll have a wonderful message from the pulpit. I happen to know the preacher that's going to be doing the message, so I recommend him. And then we'll have the Redemption Call Trio in concert. They will be singing wonderful gospel songs and patriotic songs. Then following the entire service, we will have lunch in the lunchroom. It will be barbecue. Now, there'll be a small donation there, and it's set up on the basis you'll have the donation bowl. You put your donation in, and you're welcome to come join in having the barbecue lunch with us after the services. We're looking forward to it. We're at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, First Conservative Baptist Church. That's 1 mile south of I-295. 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, July the 6th, Independence Day celebration. We should all rejoice as Americans. We're celebrating independence of America. We're approaching the 250th birthday of America. That should be a prideful recognition for every citizen, for every Christian in particular, as we serve the Lord and praise Him for the freedoms that we have in America. Today we're talking about when right is wrong and wrong is right. I'm reminded of the Gospel of John, John's Gospel, the 15th chapter, verse 18 and following. I'll read just a couple of verses. If the world hate you, Jesus is speaking, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me first before it hated you. Verse 20, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. Jesus is reminding us of exactly what we see happening today. Christians, conservatives, and patriots are rejected, are in total, without any question. We're being totally persecuted, prosecuted, and demeaned today. I've got article after article after article. Time will not allow. We had the entire day on this broadcast to outline for you what is taking place when we talk about when right is wrong and wrong is right. I believe we have Santiago on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Youngblood. My question is this. why they don't impeach those people to allow a president that he was not mentally stable, and they took control of the United States and allowed to all those people to come, all those criminals, to destroy our nation that we fight for it. And now they want to protect those people, you know, those Democrats, you know, what they're doing is destroying the really the truth of our lives. That's my issue, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you, Santiago, for that. It's what you would call, academically speaking, an oxymoron. It is, there are two truths there, but they do not coincide. There's no relevance to what they're saying. One side, they say we want America safe. One side, they say that it's okay to have an incompetent, cognitively depleted person in the steering wheel, if you please, behind the steering wheel, sitting in the Oval Office, while the nation is being destroyed morally, ethically, biblically, theologically, doctrinally, socially, academically, militarily, et cetera, destroyed in every fashion. They rejoiced over that, even right now, while the Commerce Committee is trying to get to the bottom of who used the auto pen, because Joe Biden certainly didn't. They're having to get court orders to get them to show up and answer the questions, and yet they were satisfied with that, just as you said. But now, because President Trump is trying to correct the course for America, to save America, as he said he would try to do, and as he now openly admits that God spared his life that he might do so, as we see that taking place, we see the left, the Looney Tunes on the left, getting all upset, hair on fire, wanting not to persecute, prosecute, and impeach President Trump. Of course, we know that it'll not get traction. We know that it won't get any place. But at the same time, that shows the heart of those that hate good and embrace evil. And that's the whole point of the broadcast today. Those that hate good and embrace evil. That's what they're doing. That's what the left's doing. So, Santiago, it deserves our prayers. It deserves every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot to recognize what is happening and stop being silent, to take a stand publicly. I think it's time Christians stop hiding under the bed and hiding in a closet. I think it's time Christians should be open and honest with what's happening and call sin, sin, and stop appeasing people. I'm concerned. And Santiago, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article, and we'll get back to our callers in just a moment. It says the Bible, question mark? We don't need a Bible. A pastor publicly dumps central idea of the Holy Word of God. This article reads this way. We who are kind of progressive church circles don't tend to be real excited about the idea of running out and telling others to change because of Jesus. I think there are people who are perfectly happy with no faith at all. And I don't think we're doing them any favors if they don't believe in God. The pastor identified as being, and the ECLA openly rejects the Great Commission, according to his stand. He says, who are we in kind progressive church circles don't tend to be real excited about the idea of running out telling them about Jesus? That refutes one of the basic teachings of the Bible, often stated and repeated by Jesus himself, that no one reaches the Father or heaven without going through Jesus. In fact, according to the biblical Great Commission, considered by many to be the primary teaching in the Bible, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know quite how to take it. I ought not to be surprised, but it's a three-page article. I just read two brief paragraphs of it, where a pastor openly says that we don't need the Bible, we don't need to tell people about Jesus. He is part of the problem when we see today where right is called wrong and wrong is called right. I don't know where he comes off of calling himself a pastor or preacher if he's going to eviscerate the Bible and say that's not needed anymore and that we don't need to tell people about Jesus. I'm thankful. I'm reading a headline. Pete Hedseth calls on Jesus as his Lord and Savior and leads prayer service at the Pentagon, and yet the media's all upset, and the socialist, Marxist, communist on the left are all upset because of that. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go with your question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, I want you to talk a little bit, and maybe the future guest that you got, he's very biblical knowledge. How do you become a part of the group that the Bible talks about, reprobate mind? Because I don't have that study yet. I haven't done it, but I was thinking as I was driving, you cannot get that low to deny common sense. I mean, the people that doesn't know God, you say, well, you know, they are being used by the enemy and they are brainwashed and everything, which you see with the Democrats, right? But with the Christian community, I mean, it's just, I remember one time I was on the news about a year ago that they placed an atheist as a pastor in a church. Remember that? I think it was in Canada. I mean, how do you get to that point? This is insane. You know what I mean? It's like putting an illegal to be a state trooper.
Jose, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Hang on a minute. Let me just tell you. That's found in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. And first of all, you find in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 through 20, they reject God's word. Those that reject God's word. Verse 21 and 22, those that rebel against God's way. And then it goes on to talk about that God has given them up to uncleanness. Verse 24. Verse 26, he gave them over unto vile affections. And verse 28, he gave them up to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind means base, evil, and wicked. And then in the balance of the verses there, it explains what a reprobate mind is. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, etc., etc. Verse 32 says, not only do they do the same, but they have pleasure in them that do them. It gives you a complete understanding of the characteristics of a reprobate mind. And Jose, you're exactly right. And here's the thing, here's the position. When the scripture says in that 28th verse that God has given them over to a reprobate mind, and then he explains what a reprobate mind connotes and what it shows in the scripture, this is what we see out of the whole Democratic Party. This is what we see out of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. This is what we find with the Marxist media. This is what we find with those that are on the left, that I call it, that's lost their ever-loving mind in the Democratic Party, that believes in transgenderism, the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. That's a reprobate mind. And the only hope for us in America is to get back to biblical basis and for pastors to grow a spine and stand on the truth in the pulpit and not to be afraid of hurting somebody's feelings. Too many pastors, Jose, have the opinion that if they preach the truth, some Democrats going to get upset and leave the church. Let them go. You know, if that's the mindset, let them go. I believe that a person that is that will refuse to believe the truth of the Word of God, any individual that embraces the Democrat planks of what they believe, embracing the sodomite lifestyle, embracing abortion, embracing butchering healthy body parts on young people called transgenderism, it's an impossibility for that person to say, I love Jesus and I'm saved, and by the way, I happen to be a Democrat. It's an impossibility. So also, I believe it's an impossibility for a person to say, I'm an American, I love America, I stand for the flag, I stand for the Constitution, I stand for our Bill of Rights, and yes, I'm also a Democrat. That's an impossibility. A Democrat does not love the Lord, does not love the Bible, does not love anything that we call biblical truth, and does not love America. Now,
it's crazy, brother. It's crazy because I saw a video last year or a woman that she was pro-abortion and she was in every single rally and she was for killing the unborn baby. And guess what happened, brother? She got pregnant by her husband and she had the baby. And somebody asked her, how do you feel about the baby? And she was in tears. That's a very moving video. And now that she became pregnant and she has that baby, she was in tears. She said, this is the best thing that happened. I don't know what I was thinking, but this is the best. This is the joy that I have. So at least she saw the light. But these people that call themselves Christians, and they got the Bible carrying it. They read it. I mean, the condemnation, if they don't repent, I mean, it's going to be, I don't know at what level, but that's going to be something that they knew the truth, but they didn't want to leave it. And not only that, they misled thousands of people telling that, oh, no, 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 that's not what it says. Oh, no, 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 you can do this. To me, they are more guilty than anybody else because they knew the truth, but they didn't want to speak it. So the condemnation, I don't want to be in the shoes, to be honest, brother. But that's my point. These people, to me, it's a, you know, it's a reprobate mind because yes. they know the truth, but they refuse to speak it at their own will, not because lack of knowledge or not because they speak. No, they knew already that that's the truth, but outright they are denying it. I mean, they need to have a huge earthquake from God because they already got the lie. I mean, it's, I don't want to be in their shoes. To me, those are the Pharisees of the Old Testament because they knew the law, but they didn't want to. They make all kind of excuses, and they come out with stupid questions knowing the answer, but they're trying to see they can tweak it and they can catch Jesus or something. So, I mean, it's sad to see and hear people. I mean, the Democrats, we know that already. Anything that belittles, anything that goes against America, anything that is to destroy America, they are for it. Which is sad.
Absolutely.
It's sad, brother. We need to pray. God bless you, brother. Thank you very
God bless you, Jose, for your comments. You're on point with what you're saying. And the major, major problem that we're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, just as Jose was saying, we have those in the Democratic Party that's rejecting anything that's good, embracing everything that's bad. As the article that I have in my hand about Pete Hegseth, his prayer and praises the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to read you just a brief paragraph. It's an inspiring article. In an inspiring moment, Pete Hegseth, defense secretary, demonstrated his commitment to the Christian faith by holding a prayer service at the Pentagon, saying that the event would take place monthly under his leadership and drawing praise from Christians and criticism from the left, with some calling it a violation of the separation of church and state. And he goes on to talk about what he's done. It's open invitation. During the service, which was broadcast on DOD's internal television network, Secretary Hegseth began to expressing his gratitude to the gathering crowd for focusing on God, for saying, quote, as I look out at this audience, this is precisely where I need to be. And I think exactly where we need to be as a nation at this moment, in prayer, on bended knees, recognizing the providence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Continuing, Hegseth invited the gathering members on the Department of Defense staff to remember that there's an author in heaven overseeing all of the events, whose underwritten all of us on the cross, adding that God is who gives him strength to proceed and to continue each and every day, and calling for everyone together in the room to create that routine of prayer, humility, seeking the grace and guidance of God, just like George Washington did on bended knee in the most difficult moments with the troops in impossible circumstances. And then in closing, he prays in the name of King Jesus, saying, we come humbly before you, seeking your face, seeking your grace, and the humble obedience to the laws and to your word. He continued and says, we come as sinners, saved only by your grace, seeking your providence in our lives and in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I could read all of it. Wonderful article about Pete Hegseth. And may I say to you, 2 years ago, that would not have been possible. 18 months ago, that would not have been possible. 1 year ago, that would not have been possible. But because of the change of guard in the Oval Office, and the mindset is that we're going to turn this nation back to God. We're going to turn the nation around. We're going to defend our borders. We're going to shut down the open sea on the southern border. We're going to stop the illegal invaders coming in. We're going to prosecute those that are doing evil as we're supposed to do. Ladies and gentlemen, God created civil government according to the scripture. In fact, the first mention of civil government that God created was in Genesis, the 9th chapter, where God set up the capital punishment. If you take a life, you're going to lose your life. We failed in that area. It's the reason we have so many murders today, because we're not carrying out the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God in God's strategy for civil government. In Romans chapter 13, it's very clear God gave us civil government to prosecute evil and protect good. We're seeing it reversed when right is wrong and wrong is right, and that's what we're seeing today. And as a result of Pete Hegseth's praying, by the way, just a few years back, under different presidential leadership. Jerry Nadler, one of the representatives in the U.S. House, a Democrat House of Representatives member, when someone was at the podium reading from the Bible, pointing out the legislation they were dealing with, that it was immoral, unholy, and ungodly based on the Word of God, Jerry Nadler screamed that the Bible has no place in the halls of Congress. That speaks volumes to me as to where the Democrats stand today. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand Christians are being persecuted and prosecuted today. Christians are in the crosshairs. In fact, Pamela Bondi, the DOJ, said that there's the possibility, potentiality of an attacks on churches and synagogues in America today. And there's high alert with the feds and all of their agents, FBI and the CIA and so forth. I'm looking at the headline, Sitting Ducks. A gunman shoots up Sunday church services and gets run over and shot and killed. I don't know if you've heard much about it. They've not shown anything on the news as far as the face. They've not admitted of what I believe this was an Islamic attack. They've not said that. I'm saying that. But this article reads, police in Detroit suburb of Wayne, Michigan are investigating the unnerving incident in which a gunman rammed a truck into the church holding services Sunday and started shooting before he himself was run over and then shot to death. Video shows the horrified church members, including many children, running to cut for cover, etc., etc. For the sake of time, ladies and gentlemen, let me just summarize it saying, this article reads, Christianity is under attack in America. Anyone saying otherwise is lying. That's what this writer says in this article. A security guard shot and killed the active shooter at 11 a.m. at that church. You've heard very little on the media about that. But ladies and gentlemen, Sitting Duck is what it is called. A sitting duck, because Christians are sitting in the church many times with the doors unlocked, with no security, nobody looking out for what will take place. And it is my prayer that every church across America will sit up and take notice and have someone, if nothing else but their own men that are qualified, that are armed, and will protect the church. Because Pam Bondi says that's needed across America. I'm looking at another headline. Suicide bomber detonates explosive vest, kills more than 20 in Christian church in Damascus. St. Elias Church in Damascus, Syria, after being blasted by a suicide bomber on Sunday the 22nd. It says this is an Islamic attack. They're not calling it that clear in America. This is in Syria. And across the nation and around the world, we're finding an increase of attacks against Christian churches. Here's a headline. Church under attack. How Democrats just declared a war on Christianity. And it goes on to talk about the laws and the regulations that are being passed that's putting the squeeze, if you will, on churches and on pastors and on Christian and religious organizations as a result of this demonic delusion that is taking place in our nation. Another headline. You can't believe, you can't do that. Pam Bondi issued a warning after two Jews allegedly refused services in a restaurant. Aimed at President Donald Trump's war on anti-Semitism, which has moved from a number of universities with such policies to broaden scope of American society, a lawsuit's just been filed by the Department of Justice over the actions of a California coffee shop. The California coffee shop refused to serve two customers that happened to be Jewish customers. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding a battle against good and evil. We're finding it very clear today when right is wrong and wrong is right. And when that which God would have to be carried out is being repulsed and rebelled against and rejected in a secularistic society that we're living in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm persuaded that the open opposition to the church and to Christians and to conservatives is the root cause, hear me, the root cause of the growing Christian hate and attack on Christian churches and religious organizations. Today, there's an open attack on Christians' morals and ethics and values. If you don't believe that, just look at what is happening in relationship to our educational system. I realize President Trump is in office. I realize the Department of Education, he's given the Department of Education instructions to stop the LGBTQ sodomite agenda in our schools. I understand that he's given the Department of Education authority to stop the CRT from being taught in our schools. We're finding, though, schools and school boards and school, professionals, educational professionals, feel that somehow, some way, they can still impose their agenda on the public, and that Christians and conservatives ought to sit back, shut up, and be silent in relationship to it. I am looking at a headline. Democrats can't seem to give up the transgender madness. You may have heard by now that school officials in Lowndes County, Virginia, are at it again. 2021, they covered up a girl's rape in the school restroom by a boy wearing a skirt and sent another student to send him to another high school. The first girl's dad was thrown to the floor, handcuffed, arrested when refused to shut up about the school at a school board meeting. And it goes on to say, this article in relationship to it, of what's happening today. Lowndes County officials are once again indulged in their inner fascist movement. The school system launched a Title X probe on three boys who were merely asked what a female was doing in their high school. Bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, the girls in the bathroom took pictures of the boy that was nude in the bathroom and showed that as evidence of what was happening, and the girls are now being prosecuted and persecuted for saying something bad about the boy that was in the restroom. And the school is taking the side of the boy and the boy's parents because the girls ought not to have done that. I believe Davis is on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. The news hour got us cut off while ago, and I'd just like to say one more thing, if it's possible.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I'm 90 years old, and 20 years ago, I confronted two Baptist preachers here in Jacksonville about the truth, and they said if we say that in our congregation, we won't have any place to preach Sunday morning. That's how we have digressed since then.
You know what I call that? They're hirelings. A hireling, according to John chapter 10, when the enemy comes, the hireling will run. But for a shepherd, he's going to stand and protect the sheep. And I believe that's what a pastor ought to do. If you're afraid of losing numbers, nickels, and noses, get out of the pulpit. Start painting houses, selling cars, or doing something. But get out of the pulpit. That's my advice to anybody.
they're parasites living off of God's people.
Absolutely. You targeted exactly right. Brother, you're on target with that. And thank you so much for your insight, and God bless you. And by the way, I'm thankful to hear a 90-year-old taking the stand that you're taking. That's a blessing to me. I'm still under 100.
I'm a little under 100 like you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, our time is about out today, but let me just simply say this. As we look at the subject, when right is wrong and wrong is right, as Christians, we need to take a stand on what is right. We need to take a stand regardless of what others may say. And we need to recognize that it's going to take Christians praying, Christians turning back to God. And as one article said that I touched on a moment ago, it's going to depend on Christians and the church to turn things around if it is done. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a